Yishalmi Peya Daf Lamed Ches. Up to the Mishnah Amid Beis and Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah discusses the inyan of Leket Shechu Peya Nogeya to a person who was makdashit. When do you have a chi of Peya? At what stage were you makdashin what the things that were growing? Says the Mishnah, Hikdish that Hikdish Kama upada kama. Person went ahead was makdish, the standing grain upada kama, and then he redeemed it. And I'm talking about before he went ahead and harvested. The halacha is the yichayev leket shechu peya. Why leket shechu peya? Because the fact that it took effect before you harvested. So now that you employed it, so now again it belongs to the person. It's no longer hektish. It's a regular. It's owned by a regular, by a hedyet. And therefore the halacha is yichayev because it came to the chiyev of peya when it was attached. Therefore, it's now before you makat, before you do the harvesting. So merely you kaiv leket shechu peya. What about amram and padamar? What about if you went ahead and you took it, you had it into piles, upadam, then you went and you were paid to the piles, you kaiv as well leket shechu peya? Why? Because again, before you were katzar, you piled it up or you tied it together, but you didn't go ahead and do the repair it yet. You didn't harvest it yet. So merely then the same halacha applies that it's your chayiv because the fact that it's now chiyuv of peya before the chiyuv of peya before you makish it, before anything happened to it. So therefore, halacha is your chayiv. What about kama padim amar? What about if a person went ahead and you took the makish the kama upada amar, then you upada the amar and the sheaves p'tu your potter. Because b'shas chavasa isa b'tura. The time when he went ahead and he had a chiyuv b'shas chavasa, when it was an obligation to give peya like a chukapeya, it was already potter. Because halacha is before cut, you did it by ksira. Ksira has to be where it's considered already owned yours, by you owned, it's b'sharecha in your field, in your sotcha, in your field, not in the field of hektish. So therefore, since so the case over here, where you were come up pade mar, you were padded afterwards when it was already considered still hektish. You potted only, you redeemed it only afterwards. So merely when you harvested, it was already a din of hektish, merely a potter. Because b'shas chavasa, you were a potter. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues, what about the halacha of Maisa Kyotzebai, says the Mishnah. Similarly, the halacha would find that the makdish peros of Achela Balonis, Maisa Supadon. The person went ahead, was makdish his fruit before they came to the stage of getting Maiser, and then you were put to them. The halacha is, again, before they came, the halacha would be what? The same idea, Yechai Oven. You'd be Mechai. When are you considered? You consider it a din of Meiser when you are Leonis Meiser, Podan Chayav. So you'd be considered Chayav. Because when you should borrow Leonis Meiser, but if it came ready like Leonis Meiser, then you put it, then Chayav and Yechai, because Le Meiser, the Chi of Meiser already took place. So later, when you were put it, the Memela, they came halacha you be chayvim because why? Because after you paid them, they now long belong to a hedyet. And meila when you had your makashem, they weren't yet mechuyev to maisras. So when the chi of maisras came, now you were paid them. Now it belongs to you. Therefore, you have a chi of maisr. What about a kedishon? Says the mishnah, somebody has a nigbar. You makashem before they were finished. When the gizbar came and finished them, now that couple, now you paid them peturin. Because again, the time that you were matru, when the time came to be Mechayev the Meiser, it was already hektish before you were Paida, and merely you Paida on the Meiser. So therefore, the same concept applies in the ratio of the Mishnah, that when the Chiyuv comes in is when the Chiyuv of the Matus of Peya Shikha Lekha Shabekha come in, or the Chiyuv of giving Meiser comes in, has to be during the time that you begins Leonis Meisrin or begins B'shas Ksira. That's what it has to be, that it's right to be yours and not hektish, and then you're chayiv in the matnas of the aniyim. Like it shechu peya. Says the Mishnah, the Gemara. Lama tani zatani zatani. We have heard two halachas. One halacha, this halacha we find about Meiser, the same that we just finished saying by Meiser, the halacha is that if it reaches the time of onus Meiser, and the halacha is your chayiv, and if not your potter, we have exact same halacha, but halacha of chayiv, a Mishnah by Chala. Mishnah by Chala tells us halacha that if you went ahead and you prepared to separate the challah. When it hit the kli, when you mechuyev before, when you for your makdashit, so you have a chi of challah. But if after you did it, after you makdashit, then that's when you prepared the challah. So now you put it from Isaac because it's hektish. So the same idea applies in the case of by Mishnah, by challah, same halacha applies it by peah. So what do you need two mishnayos tell you same halacha? Very simple. When it's the chi of peah comes in, or the chi of challah comes in, if it's not hektish, then you're chayev. And if it is hektish, you're potter. So the exact same case, what do you need two halacha? What do you need halacha mishnayos, mishnah peah, and halacha and mishnah challah? So the Gemara said, explains. Nafkamina would be one mission refers to where it was already considered, you already yotze the halacha chi of where you smoothed it out. So then the other mission refers to where you're doing the first mareach, the other one's doing the third mareach. When you're coming over where it's mechuyev now. So therefore the shalah would be nafkamina. When you did it the first level of maruach, it's not yet a chiyuv. It's not yet chiyuv, and therefore it's not yet chiyuv. That's what halacha, the chiddush of the Mishnah would be, that the that smoothing out the pile is not a mechayev, and halacha, therefore, it, if you makish it before that, it's no din, it still has a din of chiyuv meiser. But akal l'shalish, after that point, then halacha would be, we're now, it'd be a chiyuv meiser, because it's already after the first two, you makish it, now you're paydeh. So now, that last part is considered now a chiyuv, and you came with a chiyuv, therefore you have a chiyuv ma'aser. So the Gemara, that's enough community the Gemara makes. Yoisi Amar, Rabbi came and his Kaverim came, and they asked the Shalom, why do you have to mention his Mishnah and the Mishnah Chal and Mishnah Pei is the same halakha? They had a different answer. They said that the Kaverim say one Mishnah referring to something of one, Meruach, not one smoothing, but one pile. The other Mishnah referring to the Shalosh, where you have, when it grew, at least the produce grew, at least Echashlish, one third of it. So they were Rabbah, it's coming to explain to you that what? That this is coming to explain what Rabbah was coming to explain to you what the Mishnah's teretz was, what the Gemara's teretz was, that the Mishnah is referring to where it smoothed out the pile. And the Mishnah and Pei referring to it's only one third. So that would be the Nafkamina, be the Chiddush. So Melech, that would be the Chiddush. It's telling you the halacha would be when you go by the third, when you go by halacha of the third, when you go by the halacha of Meruach. When would you go? By what? So the Gemara says, so by challah, we're talking about a case where it's Hushem, then you go by Meruach, because referring to where it's separated, and it's not attached. The question of Meruach is halacha. But the halacha by Pei is where it's attached, it's the Gemara Malacha, where is that? That has to be where it's Lashlish. That's when it comes, that's when it's ready to be considered harvested. Says the Gemara, based on that, my sister Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Kiva, Machlokes Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, and I'm just according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva, you follow the first third of the group. This Palika, and when the Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is where is Lagabe the Din Achas Shalisha Rishon. So the Shalvi Shalishul Tnekoi. If you had a person went out of field that you bought a third, it came the day third, it was ripe. The third, a third of it became ripe. Lefnekoi. Well, it's still in the possession of a goy. Lachamim. So now a Jew bought it. So Lachamim is. Rakiva Amma in such a case, Potter. Rakiva says you're Potter. You're Potter from Meiser. Because why? We'll see the Gemara explain it's Potter from Meiser because it's Beyad Goy in the beginning. Come Amma said, no. Tosas Chayim. The thought that grew from the beginning to the third, that it grew. So that part is Mechuyev in Meiser. So therefore, the Halacha, when you say a third, when it was considered under Hektish, the Halacha, same idea. Do we consider it according to Rakiva would be you're Potter from Meiser, and according to Chachamim would be that you're Mechuyev on the balance, on the rest of it. So the chayra that machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim nogeya to where a person was lucky in Yisrael, the Mishnah's halacha, the case of where they're arguing about whether it's considered meiser, it was too late for meiser or considered before meiser was taken. So halacha would be this halacha would be because the chayra halacha would be a contra Bakiva. Our halacha would be a contra Bakiva's halacha, not a contra Chachamim. So Mar says, my kedin, what's the maskana? Do we say that taka Amisha is like Rabbi Kiva Shita, not like a Chachamim? It's a little shver. Why would it pick like not like the Rabbim, like the Yoka instead of the Rabbim? So the Gemara says, really, no, it's really a Chachamim. But the case is, the Teretz explains the Teretz we gave. Tifter Rabbi Kiva Meruah. Rabbi Kiva is explaining the Mishnah, the case where it's Meruah, where it grew, where Alokas, it became fully ripe. So therefore, it's regular Meruah, it's right to smoothing process. So now you have a Chi of Meiser. The Mishnah's talking about a case where we only came a third. I call Kotzabiyat. The Mishnah's talking about a case where you'll agree, a case where The Jew owned it, redeemed it, and now immediately cut it down. So Mamela now, it's Mercer, he was pointed, and now it became Mercer. Now the halacha is Erechia Meiser. So therefore, this case, the case of the Mishnah, we didn't add anything. When do we say it's a machlokes? Is when now you add it on. It grew from the first process of Miruach till it grew a third. So that extra growth is a chiyav machlokes tanoim, whether it's a chiyav meiser or not. But now, in Tumana cases where you cut it down right away. You cut it down right away, Mamela, there's no extra growth. No extra growth. Kuliyamalo pligi. That halacha is that there is no din meiser here because it was cut down before it had a chance to grow, and there's no chiyav meiser on that part. That's the way the Gemara would come out, that the law of Mishnah would be banned according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. It would not be according to Rabbi Akiva. So up to Mishnah, he's like a peya. The person went and gathered peya. Yomar is a lishponiet. He said it's for that honey, that other person. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Zaka lo zaka, why? I, other people are here. But if you zaka, zaka, other people are because if you zaka, a person is not here. And since Lamaisa, you'll get the honey, that honey that you're getting it for is be zaycha, be considered as if he's getting something. So lola fun of his kona. And come say, Yisai, you stand alone here in Savishna. No, you have to give it to the first honey that's there. We don't consider it, it's not a din of zechiyah. And Mamela, the come say that you have to go ahead, because Lamaisa, go ahead, you have to give it to the first honey that you see. And the Gemara's explain what's the reason why the Chacham, and what about everyone I'm a lachar, everyone gives Chacham I'm so befun of, so what's the Chacham argument? Chacham say that you have to give it to the first honey that you see. Yim Salani Arisho, and you can't be Mazak for somebody else. Now, Lekot Shagapeya, Jalnokri Chayba Meiser. Lekot Shagapeya, Nokri Chayba Meiser. Elim Ken Hivker. Halok is, you're Chayba Meiser. Unless, Gemara says, that it's a Hivker. Unless he goes ahead and you made them hefker, then of course you potter because now it's you don't own it; it's not yours, so it's fully exempted fully potter because if nobody has a chiyuv and it has to be sartchas to be somebody owns it. So therefore, there's no din of lekat shechu peya and no din meiser. Says the Gemara, Rishon ben Levi Amabala Bayis Osin Nekelko. Machloka says, "Realize a chachamah argue in a case where you have an usher." And Gemara, an ashi collected for the paya for an ani. So look, even if you can't take it himself, you took it for the ani. Can you do that or not? Well, Rabbi said you can. If come, say you can't. But since you can't do it for yourself, you can't take it for someone else. I will buy a bias ani. But a person who's a bias who's an ani, since he can take it for himself and he's taking it for someone else, okay, then you can. So in other words, you can't if you can't take it for yourself. Machlokes, can you take it for somebody else? Take it for the ani. So one of Yama said, Tanakam said, you can take it for yourself, you can take it for the ani. And I said, no, if you can't take it for yourself, you can't take it for the ani. However, if he's an ani, Balabais himself could take it for himself, and everyone agrees that that you're ready to let you zoicha to take it over, because Lamaisa, you're able to take it for yourself, so surely you could take it. You could take it as well for the ani itself, because you have a right to take it for yourself. The only problem is you can't do it if you're not taking it for yourself. So up to Gemara, 1 second, all three said one halacha, which means Gemara says that a person can go ahead and be kona dover hefka for his friend. That's a rule everyone agrees. For your friend. So you see that's his halacha, that Elazar agrees you can be zoka matzia for your friend. Where does it say the halacha in the Mishnah? You learned in the Mishnah. A person goes ahead, let it go ahead, found Matzia, if it was found by his children, Ukatanim, or a thing that's found for his, by his wife, already, Elu, Shalom, belong to him. They all belong to him. Matzia's, we don't have a Gedolim, but if Avado, Shukaso, Avarim, the luck is, Matzia's, he's such a Girsha, if he's learning his luck, so he didn't give a Ksuba, but she's divorced. He's not her yad anymore. Re'elu shalot belongs to them. I'm Rav Yoikanon, b'she'enot tepulun lavi. I'm talking about a case where they're not metapel to the father's shulchan. If they're metapel for the father's shulchan, then they consider as if they belong to the father, like a tanim. I'll amayot hula aviyam, but if they're financially, they're tefel to the father, the father supports them, the metziah shalot, and ekonami belongs to him, not to the children. I, the ma'i, they found it. So look, because once you say they're financially responsible, it belongs to him. So you see that I'll give him the contra of Yochanan. A person can acquire something for somebody else because even though he's shy to you, because he's responsible to you, you can be coined as something for somebody else because it's not, you didn't, because it belongs to the other person. So therefore, you could go ahead and see Rav Yochanan's halacha, you can do it as well. So we have Rav Yochanan, we've seen it from Rav Elezer. Rav Shimon Levi, see that it goes, a person can be Zamazaka for somebody else, something that's Hefker. Shimon Levi, Yama, Kabalabayas, Asher Nechlito. Case of arguing about a case where the Balabayas was an Asher, and when it collected payer for him, Avababayas, honey, Miyaka, Shiroi Lito, he could take it for Zaka. So you see, Shimon Levi holds that you can acquire even for a nani, because you see, you could do it for even a nani. For a nashi, you have no rights to pay it. But if you're a nani, you can do it for yourself. You can take it for someone else. So we see three shitas tanayim. Each one, the same halach applies, that you can be coined for somebody else. You can be zaka for somebody else. Zot gemara, that's the three of them. You can't be zaka mitziya. Thomas in the braisa, zaka zapoyalasma malacha. Person hires a worker to go do malacha for him. And then during the malacha, when they find the mitziya, mitziya shalabai, belongs to balabais. He wants to go ahead and withdraw. Say, I'm no longer working for you. You can do that. Now you're going for yourself. But the halacha that you say, the balabayas, you see, you say it belongs to the balabayas. No, it belongs to him because he's no longer an eved. You can go ahead and he can and take it for himself. So we see Rav Shimon holds that you can't acquire for somebody else. So we have three shitas that know you must say that a person can mazaka and see it for somebody else. And now we have a shita, the Tana, Shimon Lakish, who says that you can't be calling for yourself. You can't be calling for yourself. So Gemara says, no, really. What if they go ahead and say to Shimon Lakish, well, Lord, Shimon, say it's not from Shimon Yaakov. He's spotted Yaakov and Shimon Lakish. Yochanan, Omar, Adam Zerkom, Shimon Mitzia. It's Lakish, Omar, Adam Zerkom, Shimon. You can't be Zerkom Mitzia. So it's very simple. So what do you have to go look for a thing to figure out that his price is with Shemed Lakish, and if he's arguing with the Tana, with what we said before, that you can't be Zaika, the cards were first in the price. Because it says clearly in the Halacha is, the Yochanan says Adam Zaika, and Rav Shimon Lakish ain't Adam Zaika Matzia. So you see, Mefurish in the Brisa, that they're arguing. So you don't have to go ahead and look for a Shita of Brisa where we see that he argues with the three Amarayim, but rather Mefurish in the Mishnah, that Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish are arguing with each other, and Lakish, you can't be Yotze, for a person. So that you can't be. So the Gemara discusses this shayla even further, not only by Mitzia, but other cases as well. When can a person take something that belongs to someone else or not? What is the shita? Is there a different argument, machlokes tanaim, here in the shita as well? Stop over here.